Seder Snippet Series is generously sponsored by the Mueller family in memory of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Ezra Rubin, Yitzchak Halevi, Bayalar Avram Forman, for Shlem Adas, Rachel Baschana Golda. We have been learning about Kedusha in Chazar Sashatz, the holy Kedusha, Dabar Shabakdusha that requires a minion, which we promise and we pledge, we affirm our understanding that our mission is Nekadesha Shemcha Ba'olam, that our mission is to sanctify Hashem's name in the world. We're up to the sentence Kadosh, 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 taken, of course, in the holy Malachim, the Seraphim, the great angels in heaven who proclaim and declare that Hashem is three times Kadosh, He's holy. And we saw several interpretations. The Medrash Tanchuma, everything comes in threes, from the Avos, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, Moshe Aaron and Miriam, and so on, to Shla Kadosh. This refers to the three worlds, Atzilus, Bria, and Yetzirah, that Hashem is considered holy and elevated in each one. And the Balatanya, with the three references to Kadosh, is because the Torah was given to us, expresses itself in three ways, Machshava, Dibor, and Maisa, through thought, speech, and action, and God's holiness, His sanctity, expresses itself in all three of those ways. But we've yet to define what does the word Kadosh actually mean. That's what the angels declare, that's what we're imitating, or we're affirming, but what does the word Kadosh actually mean? The Gra says, Gimel Pam Nemer Kadosh Lahagdila Inyan, Ein Lamala Mimenu, Kama Melech Malachem Lachem Kedusha Al Yona, Har Be Me'ever Lahasagas Amalachem Al Yona B'Yoser. It's beyond our comprehension, beyond our understanding. God is infinite and omnipotent, and part of the admission that there is a God, He's infinite and we're finite, is that we cannot understand His atzmos, we cannot understand His essence, we cannot understand how He runs the world, and as much as we're obligated to learn, to study, and to delve and dive into His diary called the Torah, but ultimately we recognize that He is separate and apart. The Ramban, in the words Kadoshim Tiyu, describes Prushim Tiyu, the notion that the word Kadosh, which we translate into English as holy. But what is holy? Kadosh means sacred, holy. But what is holy? Holy means separate and apart. It means distinct and differentiated. It means elevated. So therefore the Ribono Shel Olam, the Almighty, is the ultimate. This is what the angels are proclaiming, their awareness that even while Hashem has Adira B'tachtonim, even though He dwells here in this world and we give Him that expression here in this world, but simultaneously He's Kadosh. He remains separate and apart, even at the same time. He can simultaneously be part of this world, aware of this world, involved and invested in this world, and yet He's Kadosh. Now that's not a chiddush for us to recognize from our finite perspective, but the Malachim, the Seraphim, who themselves are essentially expressions and extensions of Hashem, they too dwell in the heavenly abode, so even from their perspective, even from there, nevertheless they still see Him as Kadosh, 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 that He is separate and apart, even while He's there, even higher, not only from the limited understanding of we, mere mortals, human beings, but Kadosh, 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 He is separate and apart, He is distinct and differentiated, even from the understanding of the Malachim themselves. And then we continue, Hashem Tzvakos, Melocho La'aretz Kvodo. Hashem, we describe as Tzvakos. What does that word mean? Host. What does the word host mean? Hospitality, host, a great game, played on Pesach. What is host? Master, but that's not, Adon means master. What is Tzvakos? So it's one of the names of Hashem. It's one of actually Hashem's names. And usually when we talk about Tzava, talking about an army or a legion, Tzvakos means not that he's part, Chas V'Shalom, of the army or legion. He's the commander of all legions. He is the commander. He is the ultimate general. He is the commander-in-chief of the whole world, of all the legions, of all the emissaries, of all the angels. Again, it's the angels who are the ones declaring this. So they who are His ambassadors, they who are out doing His work and His service, call Him and describe Him by that name, by His name, of legions. Legions, Tzava, army, legions, are usually created. In this case, we're describing the Creator, who is the commander-in-chief, the commander of all these legions. He is the one who's in charge. He is the one who is sending out. Sefer Aras HaTfila says, Hashem HaShalem HaAmiti B'chol Minei Shlemios V'hu Lashon Tzvakos Asher HaAretz Mala Mechvodo. It means that Hashem is the Shalem HaAmiti. For a person to be complete, whole, perfect, Hashem is the ultimate, the only. We're mere mortals. We're fallible. That's in fact, the Medrash says that we're supposed to be Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Yachol Kamoni, you might think we can be Kadosh, we can be holy like Hashem. Kedushasi l'malam k'dushaschem. My holiness is greater than yours. We can't be as separate and apart as Hashem. Shemushkap, famously in his introduction to Shari Yosher, explains, Hashem is the only one who can be entirely benevolent, entirely altruistic, only for the good of others. All the goodness or kindness we do is laced with the good feeling that we have in doing a kindness. So Yachol Kamonu, we can't be quite like Hashem in that way. So Kedusha, Hashem is separate and apart. He is the ultimate Shalem. We can approach perfection, we can try to achieve perfection, but the only Shalem Ha'amite B'chol Mine Shlemios, and that's the definition of the word Tzvakos, and that is Asher Ha'aretz Mala Mikvodo, his kavod, his name, his essence, his rule fills the entire world. We'll finish our work, pick up tomorrow night with what that means. The whole world is filled with his kavod. What's his kavod? We give him kavod? He expresses his kavod? Kvodo, his kavod. What does that mean? The whole world, the whole earth is filled with his kavod. What does that mean? From his perspective, his effort, or from ours? We'll pick up with tomorrow.